You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to the Punt Podcast here with William Hill. Just the one game to preview on the midweek edition of the Punt Podcast, only one FA Cup fourth round replay, Leicester City versus Derby County. Dave Kellner here, joined by Jack Critchley to take a look at that match, and we'll also reflect on what happened at the weekend and take a little look at the top four market and the relegation odds as well here with William Hill. First of all, a warm welcome to the man sitting beside me, Jack Critchley. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's almost a shame there's only one FA Cup replay, isn't it? I mean, you know, all the other sides that got through are probably glad they don't have fixture congestion, but it would have been nice to have a few, I think. But this is a cracker, so looking forward to this one.
I think Leicester City fans would rather not see their team play at all at the moment. So
I think they would rather just close their eyes and have memories of last season, wouldn't they?
I think that's what a lot of them are doing right now, because Leicester's run has been abysmal recently. And going into this match, they're even money. Champions of the Premier League, even money to win at home against a Championship side.
And it still feels too short.
It does. The draw is 11-5 with Derby 13-5. Qualification prices, Leicester 4-11. Derby 2-1 to qualify. We do have a selected hashtag Your Odds, and this is the Robbie Savage hashtag Your Odds bet. He's gone with Robert Huth to score any time, Leicester to score in both halves, and over 11 corners in the match at 35-1. His reasoning behind the Huth to score any time is that Derby are a little bit weak at the set-piece situation, and he thinks Robert Huth can take advantage.
Well, I think Robert Huth should concentrate on defending first and foremost.
Possibly so. Leicester City come into this match four straight Premier League defeats without scoring in those four games. The original meeting back in late January was at the iPro Stadium, and it was a 2-2 draw in the end. Darren Bent scored at both ends on that occasion. Darren Bent, by the way, he's part of one of the enhanced odds offers. Darren Bent to score in Derby to win in 90 minutes was 13-2, now 8-1. Yeah. Scored 10 times in his last 11 FA Cup matches, which
is
astounding.
This competition, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He really feels the magic of this competition. I do like that enhanced odds, actually, about him. Darren Bent to score and Derby to win. For that bet, you're hoping he doesn't score at the other end, of course, as well this time. Just the one end Darren would do this time, please.
Yeah. So you're with Derby here.
Yeah.
Is that because you find it impossible to bat Leicester given their recent run of form?
I think pretty much, yeah. I think you've got it. You've knocked the nail on the head there. A team that are so bereft of goals, and that goal, I believe, came from Islam Slimani, who is missing for this game, won't be risked. So, you know, take that goal out the side, and you've got none in 2017. So, outside of the FA Cup, of course. So I'd rather take Derby. Now, I know their away form's not inspiring, Derby, but they have only lost 3 of the last 16 matches in all competitions, which is not bad at all. They did score 3 away at Ipswich recently. They lost 1-0 at Newcastle at the weekend. I watched that game, actually, and what I liked about that was they were completely dominated during the first half. Jonjo Shelvey was imperious, not a sentence you say too often, but he certainly was in the middle of the park. And what Steve McLaren did is he took off Craig Bryson and he moved into that gap. He bought on a couple of substitutes. He bought on Abdul Kamara, who played a little bit further forward, and then he changed it round in midfield as well. So they got a hold of the game, and they were much better in the second half. He bought on Julian Desart, who they signed from Middlesbrough, and he just gave him an extra edge in the centre of the park. It seemed to work, and the one thing I sort of like about that is it shows that McLaren, tactically, you know, he came under some criticism at Newcastle and other appointments previously, but it shows that he can read the game and change his side, and he knows which players he needs in which positions to try and get hold and on top of a game, which makes me think in this one, if Leicester are dominating in the early stages, perhaps he knows where he needs to alter it. And we could see Kamara and Desart start this one because they want to make a few changes. They've got quite an easy game at the weekend at home to Bristol City Derby. That isn't one you feel he's going to make a lot of changes for, whereas Leicester play Swansea. Well, that is a 6-pointer. If I go further, that's 7-pointer.
It's an important clash, that one, away from home against Swansea, because Leicester City are now only 1 point clear of the relegation zone. A lot's changed in the past 9 months at Leicester. even a shorter period than that, the past 6 months at Leicester. There's rumours that there is discontent in the dressing room and that some of the players have decided Ranieri is not the man for them, which shows a distinct lack of loyalty, something we expect in the modern game as well. And let me ask you this question right now. If you were Leicester City chairman, would you sack Claudio Ranieri?
I don't think I would. I don't think you can because of what he's done. I think if he takes them down, yes, you probably can. But at the moment, I don't feel as though you could get away with it. I don't feel as though you could go, yeah, well, we weren't playing very well. Oh, well, short-term memory, what about last season? I think you've got to wait and see what happens. And if he takes them down justifiably, sack him by all means and get a manager that can get you out of the Championship. But I don't think you can sack him at this stage of the season. I know some fans want that. Others don't, of course. Split down the middle, really. But there's definitely something wrong, like you said. There's discontent. Some of it, I think, is to do with Ojoa, who wanted to transfer away and didn't get it in the end. The players clearly aren't putting in their all. And at the moment, they're just a mess, aren't they?
I'd sack him.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so, because we've seen the response, sacking a manager, a positive response, not at Crystal Palace necessarily with Sam Allardyce, but positive response at Swansea.
Hull.
Paul Clement's done well. Hull, Marco Silva has clearly come in and worked the oracle with Hull so far. I know we're talking early days with those two managers, but I think if they stick with Ranieri now, Leicester City will be relegated.
You'd have to have someone in mind, though, because we've seen this before where teams have panicked, sacked their manager and gone for anyone. In fact, Swansea have done it before when they sacked Gary Monk and then they didn't really know who to go for. So, I can see where you're coming from. And if you do have someone in mind who you know is going to be perfect for the club and if it was like a Pulis type manager, not that he's available at the moment, who you know has a track record of keeping sides in the Premier League, possibly you could justify it. But it's no good sacking a manager to not have a replacement in mind or take 3 or 4 weeks, because we've only 14 or so fixtures left. You can't afford to take more than, a few days to appoint a successor.
Bets on this game then, Leicester City. We'll come on to the relegation odds very shortly. Bets on this game, Leicester City versus Derby. You with Derby to win at 13-5 in the 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think they'll get it done in the 90 minutes. I don't think this will be another 3-0. Leicester keep losing 3-0, don't they? I don't think it will be another 3-0. I think this one will be fairly narrow. I'd even have a look at Derby plus a goal, by the way, at 7-10 in this one. But as a bigger price, Derby 13-5 to win in 90 minutes. Derby to qualify at 2-1 is pretty good as well. I'd have that. Of the enhanced odds, I like Darren Bent to score and Derby to win in 90 minutes. That's now 13-2. I think that's a big enough price to take a chance on in this game. And elsewhere in the goal scorers as well. Well, I do think that Tom Ince at 12-5 will want to put behind him a dreadful miss against Newcastle. A couple of inches out, pops it wide of the post. I do think he'll want to make amends. And at 12-5, he could be one to have on your side.
Let's start with the relegation market as far as the odds are concerned here. Sunderland are doomed because they are 1-3 to be relegated here with William Hill. Hull are 4-6, Crystal Palace 11-10, Middlesbrough 11-8, Swansea 13-8, Leicester 2-1, Bournemouth 8-1, Burnley 12-1, and it's bigger price as the rest. As things stand, Sunderland rooted to the bottom of the table on 19 points with Crystal Palace, who only have 19 points as well. Hull City have 20 points, Swansea and Leicester have 21 along with Middlesbrough, and these six cast adrift to a certain extent. Bournemouth have 26 points. First of all, can you see any of the teams above the bottom six being sucked into the relegation battle, or is it 3 from 6?
I said the other day it was 3 from 6, but I'm now beginning to think, on current form, could Bournemouth be dragged in? I'd say, we look Southampton above, no. Bournemouth could be dragged in because they cannot defend. But I think there are far worse teams going forward, and that would be my concern. But at 8-1, any worse run of form, and that price could suddenly become a bit shorter. It's a funny old market, isn't it? Because I think what you could do with this is you could have a couple of bets on various teams. A couple of weeks down the line, it could all change, and you could be back in at different prices.
Well, we've talked about Leicester on this podcast. If you're listening to the clip here, we talked about Leicester in regards to their FA Cup replay against Derby. I think if they don't get rid of Ranieri, they will go down Leicester City.
Okay.
So my bet would hinge on that. And 2-1. And I don't think that's not a slight on Ranieri. He's done a phenomenal job, obviously, with Leicester, leading them to a league title. That's more a slight on the players not playing for Ranieri now.
So you think it needs someone to come in, clear the decks, and go, right, you're all playing for your places.
Yeah,
you know.
Precisely. I think all those new contracts they dished out in the summer, some of those players are now resting on their laurels. And it's almost become like routine. Just go out there, get paid your weekly wage.
Yeah.
Fat wedge of cash at the end of the week. Doesn't matter how you perform. We've won the title last year. Nothing matters now.
Yeah.
And I think a few of the players as well, Riyad Mahrez springs to mind here. He's only concerned with performing in the Champions League simply because if he does that, he knows he's going to get a big move in the in the summer.
He has been away, of course, as well. So it'd be interesting to see how he comes back and performs in an underperforming team. Of those prices, though, I wouldn't be going near Hull. I think that they've definitely got something about them. And those new signings, especially Niasse, very impressive. I wouldn't be going near Hull at that price. I'd perhaps be looking at, Palace 11-10. Yeah, could see them going down. Even, you know, like you say, Leicester 2-1. But I think even Middlesbrough at 11-8 now. I think there's a bit of disharmony behind the scenes there.
And they can't score goals, can they?
No,
Middlesbrough, which is a big concern.
And Aitor Karanka will not change his tactics. And if they're not working, you're going to go down.
I like, if I was having one bet, Leicester would be the bet in the market at 2-1 to be relegated. I'm still not convinced Sunderland are going to go down either.
No.
They won 4-0 at the weekend from home.
A couple of weeks ago, someone said, who's going to go down? And I said, Sunderland, Swansea and Hull, because they were the current bottom three and I couldn't see anyone else drop it in. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not sure any of those three will go down.
Things change quickly, don't
they? Yeah.
Things change quickly. Leicester City, definitely the value in that market, 2-1 for them to be relegated. And I think it does hinge on Ranieri staying because they look completely devoid of any idea with Ranieri at the helm now. And it wouldn't surprise me. I thought Middlesbrough were solid under Aitor Karanka, but recently... I just don't know where the goals are coming from in Middlesbrough's team. And if you stop scoring goals in this league, no matter how good you are defensively, you will slip places.
Yeah, and they've got six very difficult fixtures to end the season as well. I think they play, it might be six of the top seven or something like that. The other thing I would say finally, sorry, on this is that if you're going to back Leicester at 2-1, get on it now, because if they lose at Swansea, that is going to shorten significantly after the weekend.
Yeah, my two favourite bets there, Middlesbrough at 11-8 and Leicester at 2-1 to be relegated. And let's talk about the other end of the table. We'll start with a very quick word on champions, because Chelsea are 1-10 in this market. 7th of February, 1-10 Chelsea. Man City 10-1, Tottenham 10-1, Arsenal 50s. Liverpool 50s and Manchester United 80-1. Is there any way Chelsea don't win the Premier League?
No.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Was that quick enough for you?
That's quickly. That's very, very quick. Very quick. Yeah, no, they win, don't they?
They're too well organised, aren't they? And with the other sides are just routinely dropping points. I know City have got going, but even them, you know, look, they needed a last-minute goal to get past Swansea, and you just worry about their defence, don't you?
Chelsea to win the title. They are 9 points clear as we record this. On Tuesday afternoon, Tottenham second in the table, 50 points. Manchester City 49 points. Arsenal 47, Liverpool 46, Manchester United 45, Everton 40. That's your top seven. West Brom in eighth with 36 points. Then there's a gap of 5 points to West Ham in ninth place in the table with 31 points. More interesting market, top four finish. Manchester City 1-6 in this market. Tottenham 2-9, Arsenal 10-11, Liverpool 10-11, Manchester United 6-5, and Everton 33-1. Do you see any value in that top four market?
I'd probably see a little bit of value in Manchester United.
At 6-5?
Yeah, I think Manchester United could creep in there. I think City will be in there, so, you know, that's obviously a given. Spurs are a little short to me there. I could see the top four being Chelsea, City, Spurs, Manchester United.
Right, okay.
That might be quite a controversial standpoint, but from what I've seen of Arsenal over the past couple of weeks, I'm not sure they're going to get the top four. And I know that's Arsenal's basic objective, but they've been awful in recent weeks. And Liverpool, they've got to get out that rut quickly.
Yeah, Liverpool have struggled, I think, with Sadio Mane going to the African Cup of Nations. It's something I mentioned on... I mentioned it so much, people are probably sick of hearing it on this podcast, but... I don't think they've got the squad strength.
No.
Really. The way he wants to play, the way Jurgen Klopp expects his players to press all the time. That takes its toll in the second half of the season. Yeah. They've only won 1 in 10 now, Liverpool. I do think they'll bounce back, and I agree with you. If there's one side there that are going to slip out of that top four, Arsenal, the team that they've always lacked spine and the belly for the fight, haven't they, Arsenal? And we've seen that in evidence the last few weeks.
I think the fact they had to play Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in the centre, you know, of the midfield, with injuries to Aaron Ramsey and Elneny's been away as well. I don't see enough character about this Arsenal side in comparison to ones in recent years, and they leak too many goals, don't they? But I see Liverpool bouncing back from their current rut, but I think, like you say, second half of the season, that kind of pressing can lead to injuries as well. And if they lose some key players, you know, if Lallana's out for a bit or Coutinho gets injured again, they're really struggling, aren't they?
Everton are playing well, 33-1 to finish in the top four. Have they left themselves a little bit too much to do in the second half of the season?
They had that barren run, didn't they, about November, December, where they didn't win until they beat Arsenal. And I think that might have left them too far behind. Ronald Koeman actually admitting that his side weren't that good in the 6-3 win over Bournemouth and relied on Romelu Lukaku. I think they will press for a position in the top four, but I don't think they'll get that. They could finish sixth easily, but not fourth.
Thank you, Mr. Critchley.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned into the podcast. Do get your bets on for Leicester City versus Derby in the FA Cup fourth round replay. A game live on William Hill TV if you're logged into your account with a positive betting balance. It also qualifies for the four means more offer here with William Hill. So if there are four or more goals in the game, they were in the first meeting, you'll get an extra 25% bonus on top of your winnings. That's if you place a bet on match betting, both teams to score or match result and both teams to score. The bonus is paid as a free bet. And it's also hashtag your odds. So if there's a bet that you like that's not on the William Hill website right now, just tweet at William Hill using the hashtag your odds and our traders will price it up. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll be back for the weekend edition for the Premier League matches with Tom Kerwin and Derek McGovern.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.